USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man charged with opening fire in a Brooklyn subway car full of people was jailed without bail Thursday. As prosecutors told a judge, he terrified all of New York City. 62-year-old Frank James on his YouTube account.
And I tell American Negro this, I keep telling you the same thing. White people and black people, as we call ourselves, should not have any contact with each other. You still refuse to understand this.
Mr. James did not enter a plea on the terrorist charges. One of Russian Navy's most symbolic warships has sunk in the Black Sea. 50 days into Vladimir Putin's invasion of his neighbor Ukraine, the Russian Military of Defense reported Thursday evening that the guided missile cruiser Moskva had sunk. Russia claims the damage happened when a fire broke out on board. Ukraine claims it shot missiles into the cruiser. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Supply chain issues here in America are expected to drag on.
The White House says that the supply chain issues are expected to continue past the end of the pandemic. Port of Long Beach Executive Director Mario Cordono tells Fox Business that he does not expect a recession.
There's more aggressive, active monitoring here with regard to the inflationary issue.
He adds that the ports are seeing record numbers and Americans are continuing to purchase products despite inflation. The White House says COVID-19 exposed the weak points in the supply chain, and it could take a while to fix them. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Elon Musk's potential takeover of Twitter has President Trump supporters thinking the censorship might end at Twitter. Trump insists the platform, because of censorship, has become quite boring. Quote, Twitter's become very boring. They've gotten rid of a lot of good voices on Twitter, a lot of their conservative voices. End quote. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere at MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
John Paul Mac Isaac, the Delaware computer shop owner who obtained the infamous Hunter Biden laptop, talked about censorship in America on Newsmax Thursday.
Well, I woke up on October 14th, 2020, to my phone blowing up because my information had been leaked from the New York Post article, so people instantly made the connection. And within, by I think it was about 9 o'clock in the morning, it all stopped. It was like this collaborative effort to shut down social mainstream media, and it worked. And anybody who tried to even voice the subject on Twitter was denied, even in private messaging. So I was just astounded that, you know, A, I was trying to get out of this without ever getting my information leaked to the public. I had a business to run that didn't last too much longer, and I didn't want to leave my community, which I ultimately had to. So It was astonishing to me that there was such that collaborative effort to shut down this story.
Jack Sweeney runs a Twitter account that posts updates on the whereabouts of Elon Musk's private jet. As it was announced Thursday that Musk had offered to buy Twitter outright for a $43 billion deal, Sweeney reacted to the news by tweeting, "Oh no." The account Elon Musk Jet has 402,000 followers. Sweeney says he started the account in June of 2020 and uses bots to gather publicly available air traffic data. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.